Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special episode for you today, an interview with Kelly Perrin, the person who brought to the public's attention the fire foam that spilled in Stony Creek in Abbotsford, and we will be talking about what he thinks about the city of Abbotsford's response to this environmental disaster. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley. I have a great guest for us today, Kelly Perrin. He is a concerned citizen who made the authorities aware of the Stony Creek fire foam spill. So thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And my very first question, who is Kelly Perrin? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
In relation to the spill, I am the page administrator to the Bateman Dog Park page. The Stony Creek is located in Bateman Park, and the dog park area runs adjacent to the creek. The creek is approximately 1.5 kilometers long. As an individual, I have experience with numerous nonprofit boards, specifically within the gay community. I served as the treasurer of the Vancouver Pride Society in the year 2000. I've also served probably 6 years with the Gay and Lesbian Business Association in Vancouver in the late 90s, while that group was fighting for their civil rights. I also designed and built Little Sisters Bookstore, who pursued the Canadian government for their freedom of speech and won. And I also was asked by the gay community to build a memorial for Aaron Webster, who was murdered in Stanley Park. So that was one of my projects. I'm also recognized by the City of Vancouver Police Department for my work as a Block Watch Captain. I was Block Watch Captain of the Year, approximately 2006. And that story is covered on the front page of the Vancouver Sun. I'm here in Abbotsford. I thought I was retired from my community activism, but this came up and I needed to respond, to which I did. And all of the information that I reported on is through the Bateman Dog Park page.
Why are you involved in this response of this environmental spill?
My background is I studied marine biology at the University of Victoria. I'm not a biologist. I'm a general contractor. But when major incidents have happened within the park, I have always gone to the park and recorded the event, specifically the 2021 floods, where we lost two of our bridges in the park, Bridge 5, Bridge 6. I was there every day through the event. It was actually three storms that hit the region, and I videotaped them all, and those recordings were used by the Parks Department to determine how best to situate the bridges and design them. We're still waiting for Bridge 5 to rebuild, which was slated for this summer. The influence of those videos is those bridges were designed as 40 feet. The new design is 60 feet. We're hoping that that project will go forward this summer.
And what is the timeline of the events you witnessed?
My introduction to the event occurred at approximately 7 p.m. on July 3rd. I was literally stuck in the parking lot of Costco. Everybody knows there was an incident the day before, and it was crazy down there. I received videos of foam in the creek and witness accounts of a major fish die off. In the time I was trying to get out of the park, I made phone calls to the city engineering department after hours emergency line, and I spoke with an operator who had indicated to me that at least four people or numerous people before me had already advised them. They had told me that they had somebody on site, that there was foam identified, but in the person who was taking the calls felt that it was a repeat of an incident that happened several years ago in Abbotsford, where Tide detergent had been used on the roof of a condominium complex by a power washing company, and that had flowed into the creek. In that incident, no fish were killed. So what made this unusual was the die-off. So I proceeded down. By the time I got to the creek, I went in and I smelt the, I observed the fawn. It did smell citrusy. It smelled like orange blossoms as per the safety data sheet. And I felt that there was no risk. So I proceeded to document the fish kill and for the use by the fire department so that they could prosecute the offender. I started at there's a little region on the creek where the children have a more or less a wilderness school. I started there and I worked my way up towards Bridge 4. So that would have been at Bridge 3 progress up to Bridge 4. I noticed at least a dozen large foam clusters, and I counted at that time approximately 100 dead fish. The fish that I were observing were mainly salmon, but I was also seeing some cutthroat trout. I saw some signal crayfish, which were dead, and there was a Pacific lamprey that was swimming up to me as if it was asking me to get it out of the water. What I didn't notice is we, for all these large fish that I counted and saw, there was another group, another population that was not visible, and those were the fish that were hatched in the creek. And just at that, I had considered this before previously that my count was approximately, there was about 10 of the first year fry for every visible larger fish. And when I talk about larger fish, I refer to fish that were more or less 2 inches or larger. I've learned subsequently that those larger fish may have been placed in there by the hatchery, and that those were second year ones. So what I'd noticed was a complete absence of any of these first year, which in my opinion represents a large population.
We'll be right back after these messages on CIVL 101.7 FM, Eye on the Valley.